If you like dinosaurs and video games, you're in the right place. It's April 17th, 2024. Today we've got an update about Jurassic World, a new episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch, the release of Harold Halibut, and the release of Life Eater. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. According to the Deadline, Universal and Amblin are in talks to add Jonathan Bailey to their upcoming Jurassic World film. Bailey has worked as a voice actor in Final Fantasy XIV. He's also set to star in the upcoming feature film adaptation of Wicked. And now, he's in talks to star in this all-new Jurassic World franchise, a new era of Jurassic World, as they call it. So far, the only other casting news that we have about the film is that Scarlett Johansson is also in early talks to play a role. At this time, though, neither actor's roles have been confirmed. In part, that's because we know very little about the film at all. What we do know is that Gareth Edwards is currently set to direct. He's best known for directing Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. It won't be his first monster film either, though, because he also worked on the 2014 Godzilla film. There is no further news about Jurassic World at this time. A new episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch premieres today. Season 3, Episode 13, Into the Breach, opens on Tantus, where Omega and the rest of the M-Count test subjects are locked in the vault. Omega attempts to befriend the other children and learn more about the facility, but the kids explain that they aren't allowed to speak to one another too much without getting in trouble. Elsewhere in the galaxy, Hunter, Wrecker, and Crosshair interrogate their new prisoner. If he cooperates, the clones will be able to locate the exact coordinates of Tantus base. The newest episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch is on Disney Plus now. Slow Bros released their long-awaited indie game, Harold Halibut. Here's how they describe it. Harold Halibut is a handmade narrative game about friendship and life on a city-sized spaceship submerged in an alien ocean. It's been 250 years since your home, an ark-like spaceship, fled an Earth on the verge of Cold War to find a habitable planet to preserve the human race. You are Harold, a young lab assistant for the ship's lead scientist, Jean Moreau. While most of the ship's inhabitants have reconciled themselves to a life lived aboard the sunken ship, Moreau still works tirelessly to find a way for the ship to leave the planet and find a new, drier home. But the weird, wonderful, and diverse people of the Fedora One keep Harold busy too, until one fateful encounter plunges Harold into a world no one could have imagined, and one that may hold the key to Moreau's relaunch plans. Join Harold as he explores a vibrant retro future world in his quest to find the true meaning of home. Slow Bros shared a post saying, 14 years in the making, Harold Halibut is finally available now on Steam, PS5, and Xbox. Strange Scaffold released their horror fantasy game called Life Eater. The soundtrack comes from Dredge's David Mason. Here's how they describe the game. Life Eater is a horror fantasy kidnapping simulator. Play as a modern-day druid living in suburbia, holding down a dead-end job to pay for your true vocation, conducting the annual ritual that keeps the world from ending. To delay the end of the world, you must sacrifice a number of specific, but vaguely described, human beings every year. Use a video editing-inspired interface to discover the story of your victims' lives, one schedule block at a time. Pry into the most intimate details of your target's schedules, and when the time is right, abduct them before the authorities can find your lair. Time is short, and your list of names is long. Choose your options wisely, and pray that the dark god you serve is even real. Life Eater is available to play on Steam now. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Black Sails is officially available to stream on Netflix. Come back tomorrow for an update about the Scooby-Doo franchise series Velma. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 17th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.